Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Tonight is August 24th, 2013. It is Saturday night on the Lightship, and we have much interesting information to share with you tonight. We will do some sample healings, and of course, most exciting of all is to be able to go on a short visit to Creation Lightship. So we have that to look forward to. I just want to remind everybody of a few things before we get started. There is one more 8-hour call for this month, and it's tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship having physical healings, and it's wonderful. Can't recommend it more highly for everyone. And another thing I want to remind everybody of, and maybe we'll talk about some of these during the show tonight, but Tuesday through Friday, Ron has healing calls. They all start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Tuesday is the cording removal. Wednesday is healings as well as 7 days of water charging. Thursday is the clone body removal call. And Friday is entity removal. And if you haven't experienced those, I recommend them highly. They're just wonderful. And for right now, if everyone would like to bring up a picture of the light beam, which can be found on the BBS homepage, or Ron's page on BBS, I should say, enlarge that, and Ron will energize it with peace energy for us. Or if it's easier for you, you can go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And that'll be a wonderful thing for us to enjoy the whole hour of this show. And now I'll welcome Ron to come on the air.
Hi, everybody. So let's, as usual, do the light beam activation. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen on BBS's site, just a little ways down. And I'm going to activate that for everybody. Here we go. So bring in peace energy into your room and you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And because this is sort of a short BBS show, because we have the Lightship Healing, we're going to take questions from people, either from the fast chat or from CLS questions at Yahoo. So that's what we're going to devote this particular show to. So if you have a question, put it in the CLS questions or in the fast chat here. We're not having callers tonight because of the short show that we have. So we'll see what happens. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And someone already commented, Ron, on the fast chat, just how happy they are to be here, and I just want to second that and thank you, especially for the Saturday evening programs. They're always so healing and peaceful and wonderful, and the trip to the Lightship is, of course, the icing on the cake of all of that. So thank you so much. And we do have some testimonials and at least one question that I'm looking forward to getting to. But someone, and I thought this is kind of an interesting topic, it's not quite paranormal, which is for Friday night, but someone commented on the fast chat already that they're seeing unusual-looking clouds, and these looked like, oh, see, now it's gone. I think she said saucers, like flying, you know, the typical flying saucer kind of clouds, and they weren't moving. So can you talk to us a little bit about what's going on when we see weird cloud formations in the sky, Ron?
Yeah, we'll just see if anybody else has seen them also. What's happening now is that there's been thousands of, I'll use the word maybe vortexes opened up to have the aliens leave here. So I did a lot of work the last, you know, forever basically, but mainly the last maybe couple weeks. With the mind control stuff. And that went into all different areas, and it sort of culminated seeing all the poor trapped aliens, even though they're from darkness, being trapped here by other aliens in concentration camps being used. So I sort of got tired of battling these all the time. So we just started to release them. So we opened up vortexes, Lightship came and protected them, and we did a lot of battles to get it, these things out of here. So I think probably where we are now, just guessing, I would say about 80% of the aliens. Now, these are not necessarily the ones that are doing you harm, but the ones that are holding these poor aliens captive here are the ones where the problem lies normally. But all the ones that they have captured, they're leaving. So the other day, the clouds are just really goofy looking because they didn't know what to do. The timelines are changing completely. You know, normally you see clouds, and they're sort of similar, you know, when you look at them. And these are, like, all different styles and types, and they're actually mixed up together. So it's pretty weird. So if you do feel more space in the energy around you, that's probably the best way to put it. You might feel like, well, I can breathe better. I can maybe see better, much more open space around me. If that's the case, that's because, you know, the timelines are being taken out. And the aliens that were maybe trapped here, we'll say, under the control of other aliens are leaving. And the other aliens now, what we had to do is create a bunch of different planets for the aliens to go to, because naturally they may not like each other, so they can't be all in one section. So they were getting probably help from their own particular race getting taken off of these planets going back home. And then they sort of got together, what I could see, a few of them anyway, who maybe didn't like each other, but they came back here as allies to battle the other aliens that held their race captive here, or the ones that were stuck here. So there's a lot of alien wars going on here to take out maybe just the bad aliens, I guess you could call it that. I'm not saying that the ones got released were beautiful aliens. They may have been, may not have been, but regardless, remember, the whole thing is domination and control, and they were kind of, you know, lower on the pecking order. So if you just feel different, that's what's been going on. And that sort of started, let me think, what day is today here? Today is Saturday. I think it started around maybe Thursday, maybe around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock a.m., I think, on Thursday. And also, been dealing with the other aliens coming out here, trying to do different things. So I got rid of a lot of the ones that have come to support the bad aliens here. And those are some of the other races that have really big ships that were coming in. So it's been quite interesting to watch and to deal with all this here. And it's all under the premise of mind control. That's what it is, and they go in all different directions on that. If you are feeling a little different, breathing better, being able to see better, that's probably because all the timelines, timelines that are kind of colliding are being released now, and you may be able to have a little better way of viewing life here. So back to you, Ann. We'll see if we have any comments on that, if anybody sort of sensed something like that.
That's so fascinating, Ron. So humans, we are not the only victims of mind control and of just being controlled in general by these dark ETs.
Yeah, I would say that their torture and stuff is much worse than what I've seen with humans. You know, a lot of them I have seen on like going into tunnels. They're like strapped onto a tunnel wall with maybe cables or something or whatever would hold them, and then they're kind of like slowly bled to death, but they don't die. You know, they take out the body fluids, and I mean, it's just awful, you know, and tortures and all different types of things. So anyway, what's happening now is the ones that are probably in pretty bad shape are also being, you know, taken care of, getting released out of here. These are the ones that maybe are missing body parts and stuff, but they're still alive. So that's kind of where we are right now, is getting rid of those, the ones that were able to leave, that could maybe walk out or whatever. They're basically gone out of here. So we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and we are getting some comments on the fast chat. Yes, I have been feeling freer. Yes, they have been very different lately. So I'm going to guess that the person that made that last comment must see aliens or strongly sense them, and she's noticing that they have changed. So that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing that, listener. Someone said, this is so interesting. Someone else said, I have felt a change also, a lighter feeling. Someone is having a headache. Now, we haven't done any wonderful samples yet, Ron, and it occurred to me that maybe it would help us all to get a mental sample of the mental body healing, and or perhaps we could do a quick pain body clearing since I know she's a constant listener, is having a headache. Could we get samples of those too?
Yep, so we'll do maybe a headache clearing if you happen to have a headache. So here we go. Releasing the energies if we can here for you. So one, two, three, four, here we go, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That may help you. I don't know, but we'll just see. And I guess that's probably it. They'll do a pain release. So stronger, releasing the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And just a reminder to everyone, and perhaps there are new people listening, when Ron does these sample healings, you have to think of what's going on for you. Perhaps put your hand if you have a pain. And also, when we go to the light ship this evening, you can request one physical healing, so it's good to kind of have something prepared. You might want to write that down before we go to the light ship, so that the light beings who see you as perfect and just love you know that you're having some kind of physical issue. So thank you so much, Ron. And then do you think, since you mentioned mind control, that perhaps we might benefit from a quick sample of some kind of release of that, whether it's a mental body healing or alien head connector release or something like that? Could we do
it? Yeah, release. Let's do that one. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And just see if that tends to help you out a little bit there.
Okay. Let me go back. Oh, someone is saying, okay, there people are still commenting about what you said about the last few days and a lot of aliens leaving. I'm not so afraid to talk to people. That's interesting. Okay, I appreciate the free stuff. I bought an emotional healing, which has improved my ability to do my job. I just skipped down there. And I'm looking forward to my next healing. So thank you. We really appreciate getting testimonials from people about any of the healings. I know what happens is that when you do a healing, your issue or problem is gone, so it's almost hard to put into words what changed in your life or what happened for you. But it is helpful to everyone else if you can, as this woman did, you know, let us know how you feel and what changed in your life after you do some healing. So thank you. Okay. And this someone had a request, Ron, and it's interesting. We've talked before about how you do have pictures of light beings that people can purchase for $10, and then you activate their energy. So we have a listener asking, do you have a poster size of the light being that they would love to have, like a 4x4 big picture of the light being?
Boy, I don't have that. And I don't think it could even be blown up that big because of the pixelation on it, so no.
It's a great idea. it would be lovely. But I do think that what the person means or is going for is she wants more energy, you know, and that's probably not really necessary, right, Ron? You're getting all the energy you need from the one size picture.
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, we have another. I just want to remind everyone, too, that you can send any questions or comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we do have a comment on email about clouds, which we started out talking about. I saw a rabbit-shaped cloud today and one with two faces. That was in New York. So I assume they mean human faces. So that's interesting. Let's see if anyone else has written anything about clouds. Okay, someone saw a neon rainbow. Do you know if that means anything, Ron, or what that might be? Like, not
no,
normal
not...
colors, I guess they mean.
Boy, no, I don't know. I don't know what that would be.
Okay.
And as Chris is asking about emotional healing, it takes about maybe 20 seconds for each year of your life to clear. So, you know, if you're typically probably 15, 20 minutes. So you probably won't fall asleep during that clearing. And, you know, it's done. If you're younger, then it'd be even less time. So, you know, if you're 20 years of age, you're probably, you know, maybe 10 minutes to the whole thing, but clean out your whole lifetime. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Someone is commenting, and I believe she means that she's done the emotional healing and others, that she has a lot more control of her own spirit now. So that's a very nice testimonial. Thank you. Okay, someone's saying timeline, courting, and projections are creating insomnia. I guess I could understand that that would happen, right, Ron, to somebody, because it's going to be attacking you mentally.
Yeah, we do have that sleep deprivation clearing on the website, too, if you want to do that to give yourself a little better sleep. Maybe somebody out there has done it recently. They can comment on it. That would be nice. But that does help people go to sleep. We also have on the 8-hour calls and sometimes on the weekly calls, we have the sleeping water so you can go to sleep easily at night.
Yeah,
so,
that's wonderful. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
So let's do a clearing here for, I don't know, maybe anxiety here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. There we go. So a question that looks like G has here about what ETs have joined our allies. None of them have joined our allies. Okay. That would be the time-traveling soldiers. The aliens joined themselves to come back to fight the aliens that held, you know, their group or whatever captive here. So nothing to do with the time-traveling soldiers or anything else. They're having alien battles happening. So just curious if anybody out there has possibly heard of maybe earthquakes more recently in the last maybe half a week or so throughout the country. Took out a really large octopus energy in the Gulf of Mexico there. It was almost as big as the whole Gulf. So I know there's something that washed ashore, maybe Europe or something, but that would not be what we're talking about, although that could have been connected to some of the battles. Some of these energies were just gigantic. And this is physical. This is not an energetic being. So anyway, a lot's going on. Getting a little more complicated, a little more intense, and maybe a little more sci-fi at the same time here. So, anyway, the store today, and I was asking, went to the store, and they have all this water outside. Well, you know, in the hot sun and plastic bottles. And, you know, I don't know, a few people would buy it, but I definitely would not. So I asked the clerk, I go, how come you have bottles out in the hot sun where the plastic is probably being leached into the water? And she looked at me like didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, I said, I guess the clones don't really understand that yet. And then she looked at me like no expression at all. And I walked away. So anyway, strange. So, and I think all of you know that if you ever had water in a bottle outside, you know, I don't, you know, that the water will taste different if it's been out in the sun in a plastic bottle, you know. I could be wrong. Maybe there are some plastics that won't leach, but, you know, I have tasted it myself at times, and when it's not in the sun, it's okay. So I don't know. But, you know, to have pallets full of water outside, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway.
Well, you're definitely right, Ron, because that's happened to me as well. All those water bottles you buy in the store, even the ones that are clear, but the gallon size, which are usually that cloudy, they really leach easily. I think there are bottles you can buy, you know, that they call it number 7 plastic, but definitely what you saw, that's off. And the person, I don't know why they wouldn't understand that. That's weird. Okay, we have, I don't know if this is something you, it's a little, might be a little connected to what you're talking about tonight. Someone's asking about sinkholes, which have been popping up in the news lately.
Yeah, that could be something going on. I don't know. I'm just looking at stuff that's more recent. So if anybody sees anything happening, you know, let me know. It'd be interesting to find out.
There have been several I know in Florida. There was one just the other day. A whole hotel went down into a sinkhole. I guess they got the people out okay. I didn't read the whole article, but
probably, you know, it's you know, could be many things. I would typically think that somebody's underground and they dug a, you know, did some drilling for tunnels, and all of a sudden it's maybe starting to collapse. That's what I would think it would be. I'm sure that there are people who think that I wouldn't know what I'm talking about, but that's probably why we're having a lot of our you know, problems that we're having here with earthquakes and things. Is somebody's underneath there doing something and it's having trouble. Oh, that's another situation. And I just wonder if anybody has, you know, been in the Northeast and they're driving on those roads out there and they happen to see a glimpse of the new Earth that's being hidden from everybody. That's what I think is happening here. That they're copying and pasting this desert area that looks like desolate, you know, where the, you know, or, you know, a bunch of rocks, you know, and, you know, barren land. You know, where maybe the poor jackrabbit needs a canteen around its neck to survive, you know. And I just wonder if you happen to see a glimpse of maybe like beautiful trees and birds and bees just outside of your, you know, vision. So that, I think, is happening. So, you know, you may be able to sense part of that. I think that's what's kind of coming about now is these energies may be switching over. And we'll see. I think the Earth Spirit came in today just briefly to sample the energy after it's left for so long because the aliens are leaving. So I can't swear to that, but it sort of felt like it, you know, a little bit here, and it's coming in, and it may be leaving and probably come back. It's still not complete in wholeness, but you know, I do think that it came in today, maybe for maybe an hour or two, just a sample. So if you did feel like a joy and a happiness, maybe your heart felt good, you felt life and things, that would be because it showed up that the aliens are leaving here. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And that's very interesting about that new Earth thing. And I know I've brought this up before on shows, but it's been a long time. Years ago, and I know I'm not the only one, I was told by a New Age teacher that not only is there going to be a new Earth, that it's on its way, but that's what you want to connect to now. So command your body to connect, he used to say, you know, down into the new Earth and disconnect from this Earth. So I feel very free of that now, luckily, but now that you're sensing it in the area, I was wondering if perhaps you could do a disconnection for us, just in case anyone listening might still be connected to that new Earth that you mentioned.
Okay, you mean, I kind of missed what you were saying about, you know, because the, can you repeat that again?
Sure, well, if there's a new Earth coming, like superimposed over this Earth, we don't want to connect to that in any way. Am I right about that?
No, the new Earth is, okay, let me rephrase that. So once upon a time, I think in the States here anyway, that it was very beautiful. And the places like the deserts, as you drive across country, and all of a sudden you see the deserts and you see the flattened mountaintops and wondering why they're all flat. It's probably the alien wars with lasers knocking the tops of the mountains off, or landing strips for alien craft. You know, if you look at it, they're pretty flat. And you go, wonder what that's about, you know? But I'm more, you know, talking like when I went from to Omaha, okay, going through, you know, the Idaho, and you know, going through Wyoming. Wyoming to me was like, I thought, oh, geez, all I saw there was alien ships waiting to go across country. There's like that's the main place, you know. From Wyoming, I'm sorry, but. That was probably the worst place that I've ever been in my life. And it was the lower part of Wyoming. So what I'm thinking there, that's probably where paradise is. So when you look at it, you know, you don't want to be there. And I think that's probably where the rainforest is and, you know, this brand new energy that's always been here. But they somehow copy and pasted this desolate area so that you're looking at it and you wouldn't want to live there for anything. I think behind that, if that timeline is released, allowing everybody to see what it's, you know, what the way you think it is, what's really there is probably very beautiful. And talking to some people, they said, yeah, all the politicians and people who have status will say, are living there. I go, huh? Maybe in the state or somewhere, but that's probably the reason, because they probably have a way to go into the portals to walk across into this beautiful, beautiful place. So we'll see what happens once these, that's why I put on the website declaring for the alien underground military complexes. And this is probably part of what's being also taken out now. A lot of this the aliens are doing. You know, the ones that got trapped here by the other aliens, you know, they're having their own battles now. So I'm just standing back watching watching this happen. I do help solve a little bit, but basically let them fight their own battles here, and they will seek justice to the ones that have caused problems, and they could also be causing new problems. So I think that, and once they get out of here and get do and retrieve all of their particular race, we'll call it, then they're not going to come back. You know? There's no reason for them to really come back here. They just got trapped here. Maybe they got shipped here on, shuttle ships, kind of maybe like you did. You know, you read the fine print and you got stuck here. But they're getting out. So I think this is going to be a turning point here, if you can just feel the energy out there. And if you feel a little different now, like I said, you're going to feel more space. You're going to feel, I can breathe a little better. I feel more space around my body. That's because those timelines are being taken away, and they're not compressing you as much. So hopefully, those bad, evil aliens that are harming other aliens, and I guess to them, we'd still be an alien. Hopefully they get out of here. So, back to you, Ann.
Well, dare I say, it seems like sort of some good news for us, Ron.
Yeah, and so
things are looking up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. At some point, where there's humans, we'll start to come in and see where they are. I've been doing quite a bit of that, rescuing the humans. But right now, the main focus is on the aliens. I'm not saying that humans are not important. I'm saying that there's probably 90% more aliens trapped here than there are humans in the underground stuff being experimented with. I mean, it's awful. I mean, it is. It's appalling. So that's why we're allowing the aliens to come back here to battle them. So if you do find something going on, or you see clouds changing kind of weirdly or something like that, it's probably because you're seeing brand new alien ships here that never been here before, and they're going to be taking out the other aliens. So if they do try to interfere with humans here, they'll be taken out. But they're just here to do their mercy mission savings and to get their own race out, which you can probably all understand. You know, you do the same thing, you know, yourself. You knew somebody was trapped here, and you could help them. So, back to you, Ann. So let's
okay.
Sense that, okay?
I'm sorry, Ron. I missed that. I missed just what you said that just then.
Yeah, we'll just see if anybody has any comments on that. Maybe they have actually seen things happening.
Okay. It's great to be an alien Terminator. Go, Ron, somebody said. Someone's saying they see trees falling in and a road going in and out of different places. I guess in reference to the sinkhole, someone said maybe their tunnels cave in and wipes out shopping centers and stuff. Someone said they felt the...
Pardon? Yeah, that's probably correct. That's probably correct. A lot of weird things are happening now. You know, it's always been weird, but now we can kind of connect some dots here of what's going on.
Someone said they felt the earth move on the Pacific Northwest.
That was one of the battles that probably was going on here, so... That one I can't really talk about. It's just too classified. But at some point, maybe. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. This is good. How can we help? What timelines could we be crashing? That's a great question.
I would just do some timeline crashing on... I would do timeline crash on mind control. That's a common denominator. Alien mind control timeline crashing.
Alien. So just put that in, alien mind control. That's specific enough.
Yep, that should probably do it. I would say so. That's what I would recommend doing, yes.
Okay, so we'll be helping ourselves and maybe other people along with us, right, as we do that, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, now someone asked, would it be good to invite aliens to go to the light?
But don't even bother.
Okay.
It'll be done automatically if they choose to come back here. See, there's so many of them out there, so many races. That's why we got over 3,000 vortexes to get the different races out of here and the different ones. So how many planets were materialized to put them on just to let for, you know, a camp, we'll just call us a camp, to have R&R to get the races to come and retrieve them. Now, that's why there's so many vortexes, because there's a lot of different races here.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say there's 3,000 of them, but I'd say there's probably I know there's probably over 500 races here that are trapped, minimum, okay? Other than that, it just doesn't make any difference that they're... They don't always like each other. Remember, all just like people on the planet here, you don't always like your neighbor or somebody else, you know. So there's different races that don't like other races. And they could be in the food chain, you know. So that's why they have to be separated. That's just the way they they are, but they're not allowed to eat people. So the ones that do come here that maybe do eat something like us, we'll say, or other aliens are not allowed to do that in the process here of battling. They have to figure out their own way to get the food and let's just help them with that process. So cannibalism is not okay here. So that's kind of where we are. They can come in and free their own races. It's up to them to do that.
So that's kind of being enforced now, is what you're saying, Ron? They're not being able to be cannibals?
Right, that they cannot be cannibals when they're here, yes. That's correct.
That's wonderful news.
They do something else. I don't have anything of that, but they want to come into the light. We've definitely shown what the light is like, but, like I said before, I have helped aliens that have eaten people before who needed help, and then give them the chance to come into the light, and sometimes they just don't want to do that, and we just not allow to come back here again. And then I have seen other races that don't eat people, but they're in pure darkness, and they don't want to come into the light either. And why? That's their choice. But I have done, a lot of missions, military missions that way, along with, missions to help the aliens who have had, different types of medical problems, we'll call it. And that's just really trippy because you have to try to figure out the dark side plan of how they made these beings to actually fix them. And I have done that, too, to help people. So even though, and a lot of them, just because they're from darkness doesn't mean that they're completely bad. They said they don't know about the light, and maybe they're stuck here too. So you have to kind of look at both sides of the coin here, how it works. And, but here, there's no condolence to eating people or anything like that. I guess people in general, we can't go much further because people do eat meat, and you're killing another life form. Just because it's not a human, it could be something else. So you can't go that far and do that because body does have teeth, and people aren't used to living on life force energy like you would in true life. So I guess back to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. And we have another comment about everything you've been talking about tonight. Today, I felt light, happy, and a sense of ease. It was noticeable, and I was marveling about it out loud earlier today and wondering if it had something to do with Ron and CLS. Now we know. Thank you, Ron, and Creation Lightship. So thank you very much for that testimonial and comment that came into clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we're getting, this show's going fast, and we really appreciate you sharing all this information with us, Ron, especially when it's good news. We like that. But are you ready? Do you feel to go to the lightship now?
Yeah, we should probably do that now because it's almost a quarter till. So here
right.
We go. We can bring up your animal, pest, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. So one, two, three, four, and five are there now. And just request one particular healing. I'll honor six requests. And maybe Anna can type them to me here on Messenger here. So here we go. I'm going to go into the hot tub room first. And you're going to be detoxified. And we'll go into the room that has mud. This we go do this on the conference calls, normally on the weekends. So we're going into the mud room where we're in the hot tub with mud. I feel toxins being released from you here. And we're going to a room for your own personal healing, so request your healing. And we'll go into maybe three different rooms for you to do this here. So go into the butterfly room. That's one room. We'll go into the room that has the giraffes. And another room looks like it has birds that are flying around. So request your healing. We're in those rooms, and I'll see what else do here for people. We'll go into the room that has the swan energies. So here comes the swan. So one, two, three, four, and five. And We'll go on to the detox rim with the purple gel. This is kind of nice. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll go into another room. This room here has the rainforest. Think of Wyoming. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And going to the room that actually has dolphins. That's some people's favorite. So here's the dolphin energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go visit the elephants here. And one, here they come, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's come back from the light ship, everybody. Coming back down. Other animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're back here. And if you want to help out people doing clearings, maybe you could do timeline crashes for people being abducted, you know, into the underground complexes. So that would be good. Normally you get abducted on the top, going up into shifts, but there's so much more going on down below. Even probably 400 miles below the ground here. So it gets to be quite interesting seeing all these underground tunnels and things, you know, 100, 150 miles down. So, you know, they do have humans there too. It's very sad. I've seen lots of that stuff going on, but if you want to do some timeline crashes for that, it may help people get out of those timelines. You know, it may just help out. I don't know if we can get them saved or not, but there's a way to have the energy connect. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you for that lovely, as always, trip to the light ship. I know I feel just very clear and light. Since then, I've been feeling great during the whole show, but that really added something, and thank you so much. Just to clarify for the timeline crashing you just mentioned, would we put in underground abductions of humans? Would that be
Yeah, that
enough?
Would work.
Okay.
The main thing that deals with that would be there, and the light ship will come and terminate and look for that stuff. Remember, anything that's on a timeline, which is what you're crashing, is going to be dealt with, and they can take people sideways on timelines. You all know that. You've all been on different timelines. So you could be there yourself being a guinea pig or something, use that term, but it's very sad. And very possibly the aliens that are here battling the other aliens might take a lot of these things out. And it may even come, even though they don't like humans, they might even save you in the process, send you down there as a guinea pig and saving yourself. Maybe they caused humans harm, you know, 50 years ago, and now they're saving their own race, and they're going to save you too. So it gets to be quite interesting to watch. But they're not allowed to do any harm to humans, but they may actually save people. So. But they're not allowed to be here unless they want to be into the light after that. So it's just, like I said, a mercy mission for their own race. They're allowed to come here. And it's helping out everything on the planet here now. The military here, I don't think, is really involved too much. You know, they're coming, and they just kind of step back and kind of watch. So I would imagine there is some parts of the military involved, but I don't think probably any of the time-traveling soldiers are willing to come in to interfere. here or even to help deal with the battles because of what's going on here. What I will say is that we are helping out, the Lightship is helping out the aliens that do get terminated or have problems, injuries, battling the other aliens. That's a given. But they are helping them out to manifest, themselves, you know, new bodies or whatever that happens. So I've been very busy lately and working with all the different mind control stuff going on here. It's all under the same umbrella. So that's kind of where we are. I just take note of the clouds. If we look strange or different or have a bunch of brand new clouds up in the skies, it's because you're probably seeing the alien ships that have never been here before. And they're coming in, battling the aliens that are causing everything harm here. So that's going on, people.
Okay, Ron, someone earlier had a question about the gray skies clearing. They wanted to know if they could run more than one at a time. I'm pretty sure the answer to that is yes, because we've talked about that before. Would the gray skies clearing be a good idea for us to be running now? Might that help with these battles going on?
It could, yeah, because the alien ships get cloaked behind the gray skies. So, yeah, I'm sure that could help to expose them. But, you know, it's hard to say what the other technologies are that's out there, you know. So hopefully what'll happen is most of these things will be over within about a week. And maybe if people are under attack by something in the underground in these alien complexes as they connect with people and transmit things to them and mind control patterns and physical pain and abductions and being a baby factory and sperm donors and everything else that's going on, maybe the alien races will take them out and you may be feeling much better in about a week from now. So that's what I perceive is probably about a week battle at the most here. And I said it's almost done. And, you know, we're just getting ones now that are more injured and stuff like that going deeper. So that's where we are.
And I guess, Ron, I know earlier, I'm not exactly sure the wording of the question because it went by on the fast chat, but, you know, something about how to protect ourselves the best, and I guess it's just to keep doing all the different healings, right? Like the alien attack page, and are there any specific healings that, you know, pop to mind for you that we should be focusing on this week for our personal safety?
It's probably the main one that we have to help people. You know, aside from that, I'm sure there's, you know, other things you may be able to do. Timeline crashes could be very helpful. But, you know, go on the intensive, get rid of the critters out of you. You know, we have that tomorrow, eight-hour conference call. So, you know, it's hard to say what to do. If you haven't got your barcode off, you get that off, your spirit barcode clearing, and then also get the one off your body. That's another one, the abduction barcode. So, you have any other ideas, Dan?
No, but I was wondering, just in general, if, for instance, you're, you know, fairly new and have done, say, even the emotional body healing only, though all these other healings you're talking about are very inexpensive, so it'd be really smart to do them. But if you're running a healing and you then have a light being kind of working with you, is that a little bit of protection and safety, Ron?
Well, if you have the light being up on your monitor screen, it will help to bring you peace, which will help to keep you off of timelines. So that's what the healings do, put you into peace. Remember, you're only typically dealing with situations when you're dealing with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So into peace energy, and you have no emotions, the aliens really are not going to want you that much. They still could want you, but I would say probably 90% of the reason why they would want you is eliminated. So that's why you want to do the clearings to get rid of these bodies that are contaminated with vacancy, and they draw you into the movie. So to get out of the movie, do the clearings to get yourself back to balance So that's kind of what it's about. But you know, I have, you know, no clearings on the website that I can guarantee will help anybody 100%. They're all there to help you. But, you know, if you're still having situations and dealing with things, then you know, hopefully it'll be changed in a week. So, you know, it's just too hard to go looking for all these things. It's next to impossible. So that's why ascension happens every 2,000 years.
So all of this must be bringing us a little closer to ascension. Am I right, Ron?
Well, hard to say. There's other planets that are waiting to, are also being probably cleaned out, too. Remember, the whole universe of light shifts at one time. It doesn't happen here and there in different bits and pieces. So it could be other places that also have situations and problems. And, you know, that could be even less than ours, but they're not cleaned out yet. So, you know, I don't know. But that's helping the Earth back into the light now. It's not too far out, much less than before because of all the battles that we've been doing lately. But here we go. Coming back into the light. One, two, here, it's in it right now. So that it wasn't that far out. So, still sounds a little weird to everybody. It's what we have. This is what's going on. This is our the night after our paranormal night, so I guess it's okay to talk about this stuff. So anyway, just watch the sky, see how you're feeling, and see for yourself what's going on. So I guess our show is probably coming to a close here.
It is, and our next radio show on BBS will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and there are definitely things both on the fast chat and in the clsquestions@yahoo.com that we didn't get to tonight. So you're welcome to put those in again on Monday or the next show. Tomorrow's the 8-hour healing call. And we're ready to close, Ron, but could we do a mind-to-heart drop for everyone before we end the show?
Yeah, here we go here. So dropping down. We have a question here. I don't know why somebody would ask about this here, but G's asking, is the Ashtar Command, and the Galactic Federation of Light, the ones that are battling? Well, I took out Ashtar Command, one of their ships, that was probably about half the size of the planet here, and that was taken out, I think, on Wednesday, if not mistaken, last Wednesday. That one is no longer. All they do is give lip service. And when that got released, boy, the energy really shifted here. The Galactic Federation, no way is that even involved here, because they're not even in integrity. You know, they're just a bunch of alien races that are doing things. Like I've always mentioned, if the Galactic Federation of Light was here to help people, we would not have this situation right now. So that's what's going on. No, they're not even involved. That's just, you know, they're not involved in the cleanup. In fact, that they are part of the problem. We're probably dealing with those, too, having those energies out there. So, no, I'm not a proponent of the Galactic Federation of Light or whatever else they want to call it. To me, it's all dark aliens, including the Pleiadians and the Arcturians, everything else that people talk about. I battle those things. As they start to battle me, as I'm doing something, they show up. So no, none of these things. And one of the Ashtar Command ships, I don't know which one it was, but it was half the size of the planet here. Of the United States, it was taken out instantly. So, and they're not allowed to even come in here with that stuff. But when you try to come in, they will no longer exist any longer. So, they're part of the problem that we're having here. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. Up and down. Here we go. So command your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, drop it into your heart. Up and down. So I'm going to 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So if you're curious about those Galactic Federation stuff and Ashtar Command, just go onto the site on the Alien Attack page and put those names in. And at least Ashtar Command, and you probably will not feel any energy on it because it's no longer. So anyway, we get rid of aliens that are trying to do control here on people, mass mind control. And that's the way it works. So, blessings, everybody. And have a wonderful evening. See you later.
Thanks, all. Bye. Thank you, Ron.